I love Van Gogh's art. I find him interesting as an artist, like as a person. And I've seen a lot of paintings by him, but it's like I went to the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, so that has a ton of his paintings. But then his paintings are at like so many different museums. I feel like I've seen them everywhere. It's just amazing how much work he put out into the world. Because I'm sure I haven't seen it all, but I've seen a lot. But I really enjoy his work. And I feel like he had different styles throughout his life. So it's interesting to see that progression. And he also didn't live that long. So also impressive how much work he was able to do, given that his life was not as long as it could have been. That's cool. Have to check it out someday. I don't know if it's available in our library system or not. I'll have to check that out. That would be a big one to get brought in the bins. But so I can talk about a couple books I've been reading. So one is similar to what you were talking about, is a book that sort of like seems like it's kind of like a coffee table style book, in that it has like short essays with illustrations. That most of them are like one page essay, one page illustration. I'm not sure if they all are, but I think maybe they all are. But anyways, the book is called Illustrated Black History. And it says Honoring the Iconic and the Unseen. It's by George McCallum. And so he originally set off during Black History Month to do an illustration per day of the month. And it was a leap year when he started. So 29 days of illustrations of important Black people from history. And I'm not sure when he decided to expand that, because there's definitely more than 29 in this book. But he has an essay about each person and like a nice picture. Some of them are slightly different styles, the illustrations. Oh, here's one that has a longer essay. James Baldwin got a few pages and two illustrations.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's an interesting assortment of people. I'm just reading it front to back. You could just skip around, but I decided I'd read start to back. So it starts with, and it's in alphabetical order. So we've got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is an athlete, author, and public speaker. Cato Alexander, who was a mixologist, apparently the person that coined the term cocktail. Jordan Anderson, who is a rebel. Madeline Anderson, who is a producer, documentarian, and director. Maya Angelou, a poet, author, activist, and professor. Amy Ashwood Garvey, activist. Augusta Braxton Baker, who is a librarian and teacher. Love those librarians, you know. And James Baldwin, author, essayist, and scholar. That's just the first page of the table of contents. So it goes on through the alphabet. Let's see, it goes up to Bradford Young. We don't have any Z's, but yeah, it's an interesting book, and I like the short form of like the essay and the illustration, where it's like you get a taste of someone without having to read a full on biography about them. So you get to learn about a lot of different people and some of the important aspects of their life or interesting things, some interesting quotes from them. So I really like this book. I picked it up at an event last weekend that was held at the Fisher Center at Bard, that was hosted by the Eleanor Roosevelt Valkill Center. And they had a new award that they were giving out that was the Award for Bravery in Literature Award. And so it centered on celebrating authors whose works have been challenged in recent years and who, you know, stand up for the right to read. So there was a Lifetime Achievement Award for Judy Blume.
Judy Blume was like the one author I never actually read that I feel like everyone else in the world has read as a child.
Yeah, I actually don't know if I read her as a child. I definitely knew about her books as a child, and I mean, my sister read her books. But I don't think I read her until I was an adult. I think I read Blubber, Are You There, God, Margaret? Or sorry, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Sorry, messed up that title. As an adult. Have I read any others? Can't remember. But going to this award ceremony and hearing her speak made me want to read every single book she's ever written. So I might have to do that. But So she won the Lifetime Achievement Award, and then the other honorees were Laurie Halse Anderson for Shout, Mike Corrado for Flamer, Alex Gino for Melissa, George M. Johnson for All Boys Aren't Blue, Maya Kobabe for Genderqueer, and Jelani Memory for A Kid's Book About Racism. And then they received their honor and got to say something. And then Emily Drabinski, who is the American Library Association president currently, led a discussion amongst them. And it was very moving and inspiring. And it made me want to read everybody's books if I haven't yet. I've read some of their books. But the connection with this book is that George McCallum, I think I said his name wrong before, George McCallum designed the logo for the awards. So Oblong Books was at the event selling books from the involved artists, authors. So I picked this book up there because it looked really nice. But anyways, that's one of the things I've been reading. I also recently finished a really good book called We Still Belong, which is by Christine Day. And it is a middle grade chapter book about a young woman named Wesley, who's a descendant of the Upper Skagit tribe. But because of blood quantum laws, she's not enrolled in the tribe, but her mom and her grandfather are who she lives with. She also lives with her aunt and her cousin. But the story centers around Indigenous Peoples Day, and Wesley has written a poem for Indigenous Peoples Day to be published in the school paper. And generally, her teacher, if you're published in the paper, lets you read in the class. And for some reason, her teacher doesn't have her read and expresses like disappointment in the poem. And that's part of the story about her like being like, well, why didn't this speak to the teacher? It speaks to me. But it's hard to describe this book because so much of it is about her development as like just a character. Like she's who she is as a person. She's a gamer, she's a daughter, she's a cousin, she's a granddaughter, she's a friend. You get to see her making new friends at school. She has a crush that she wants to ask out to the Tolo, which is like a Sadie Hawkins dance where the women ask the or the girls ask the boys to the dance. So she has a crush. So some of the stories around that. So it's not all around Indigenous Peoples Day, but that's part of the story is around her connection to her tribe or her how she who she connects to as her tribe, even though she's not technically enrolled, and sort of the difference in response from her teacher who doesn't have her read her poem in class compared to a teacher who she connects with at a powwow. And I feel like I'm doing a horrible job explaining this book. And I feel like the book cover description, I don't feel like really covers the book that well either. So it's hard to share this one, but I hope people will read it because it is really good. I really enjoyed it. It's not too long of a book. So if somebody isn't into like the big books, this would be a good one to read as well.
That's the worst when you have a when you read a book and you know that the written description doesn't do it justice and you try to explain it to someone.
Well, it makes sense that it doesn't do it justice because I couldn't figure out how to describe the book either. But it's kind of like a short period of time in this girl's life that includes Indigenous Peoples Day and Indigenous identity and exploring that and a crush and new friendships and like so there's a lot going on in there. But not it's done in a really nice way. It's just hard to explain in a way that is like a short, here's why you should read it. But you should read it. So do it. But anyway, so that's We Still Belong by Christine Day. It recently won some awards. I don't remember the awards, and I'm not gonna take the time on the radio to look them up, but it won some awards at the recent American Library Association Youth Media Awards. So it's an award-winning book too. And Christine Day's won many awards for her work. This is actually, I think, my first book that I've read by her, and it will not be my last because I really enjoyed it. But anyways, we have to say goodbye for the day. But before we go, we want to remind listeners that it's the WGXE Winter 2024 Pledge Drive, calling it Lucky 13 as WGXE is turning 13 this year, this month, in fact. And we're so grateful to have been on WGXE for 13 years talking about books. We hope those listening out there who love community radio as much as we do will join us in becoming monthly sustaining donors, giving whatever amount you want per month to WGXC on a continual basis. This helps have sustainable funding for the radio station to keep us on the air for the year to come. To make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, you can visit wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 and pledge your support to Creative Community Radio for Open Ears. Again, wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. And thank you to all of our donors and all of our listeners for helping keep Bound by Books and WGXC on the air for 13 years. Happy 13. We're teenagers now. Hooray.
Happy birthday, Bound by Books.
Yay. Yeah. On that note, we're going to say goodbye for the day. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. But until then,
happy reading.
Bye.
Bye. You remind me of the babe. Babe with the power. Power of voodoo. Voodoo. You do. Do what? Remind me of the babe. I saw my baby crying for this babe could cry. What could I do?
I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belongs to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Paper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
Let's but I have all the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
The less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
Building.
This is WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really?
Right
we're now. Going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. Guys know what's called. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm going to bump into some guys. That's not them, is it?
We need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip. I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York. I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey, sister. It's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains, and New York's wide awake. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. Cafe. Let's go on the subway. Take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes. Sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving no show toes. Walking that wall. Talk that slick talk. I'm liking this American boy. American boy. Take me on a trip. I'd like to go someday.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this reluctant. Tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing with you drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cash, cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest, like the pips at the Gladys. And I know they love it, so they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my love?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my love?
Could you be mine?
Could you be my love?
Would you be my
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WJXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. The song that you were just listening to was called American Boy by Kanye West. I am your host of today's show, DJ Sosa, and I am here today joined by
DJ Cola
and DJ Sean Money.
Indeed. We are here today to bring you great music discussion. The more, we'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 16th. Local early morning temperatures range from 24 in Tannersville to 35 in Red Hook.
Those are the headphones we use all the other time.
Soil temperature is 30.
Oh.
We have snow reports in Jefferson, 1 inch. Knox, 1.8, and Richmondville comes in at 2 inches. Wind advisories are out, so watch for sudden blowing snow when driving.
Bro, you do it for so long, and the shit just conditions
in roadways and cause some power outages. We see a high of 25 degrees at 12 p.m. Before then, you might see some light snow, but the flakes will likely disappear in the wind. Overnight, temperatures drop to 25 degrees, and some light snow begins to fall. Saturday, we'll see about a half inch of snowfall through the day, and we get a high of 36 at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures drop to 20 degrees, then Sunday will be dry and windy with a high of 38. Monday, still dry with a high of 36. Sunset today will be at 5:14 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:46 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 15%. Plasma winds will be average at 448 kilometers per second with an average density of 5 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 151, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. But just forgot what the color of her eyes were, and her scars are how she got them, as the telling signs of age rain down. A single tear is dropping through the valleys of an aging face that this world has forgotten. That will put
This is the WGXE Daily News. Casey Abel reports for HudsonValley360.com that more than 100 people turned out February 13th for Catskill High School's Interact Club 22nd Annual March for Peace and Justice in Catskill. The march began and ended on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Way, also known as West Main Street. B. Blauberg explained why the Second Baptist Church in Catskill was where marches met. Blauberg said, and I quote, "During the civil rights movement, organizers of civil disobedience met at local churches where they asked the Lord for his protection and blessings before they marched off to face Bull Connor, the Birmingham, Alabama Commissioner of Public Safety during the 1960s, who was vehemently opposed to the civil rights movement and his dogs and the fire hoses of public safety. The marchers often returned to their church, not only to lick their wounds, but to assess the effects of their protests and to plan future ones. In memory of the role played by the church, we like our protesters to start the march at the church," end quote. The march ended with an interfaith benediction from Deacon Ron Dombrowski and Rabbi Zoe Katz, and then a We Shall Overcome sing-along. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Porcupine Soup reports that court clerk Haley Whalen was arrested February 13th because police say she threw away tickets for people she knew. She was charged with four counts of first-degree falsifying business records and four counts of first-degree tampering with public records, both felonies, and four counts of official misconduct and four counts of second-degree criminal contempt, both misdemeanors. The state police say Whalen used her credentials to dismiss tickets on behalf of acquaintances. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that the State Division of Human Rights has expanded the statute of limitations for filing unlawful discrimination to 3 years. Before February 15th, a lawsuit had to be filed within 1 year. Mental health was cited as a reason for the extension. Advocates say studies show that survivors of discriminatory experiences often have difficulty processing those incidences within 1 year. Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "New York State remains committed to promoting safety, dignity, and respect for survivors as the tide of hate rises across our country. This new statute of limitations adds another layer to our collective responsibility to protect one another and create an environment that makes survivors feel safe." End quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Dream.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson.
Week.
Well, I'm calling you Tyrone the whole week.
DJ Tyrone.
So we got three games we're going to play.
Okay.
Did you tilt the screen so I can't see?
No, that's a fact.
No, I said turn it so you can't, so I can't see.
Oh.
Or should, I don't know, like, is it one of those things where I can see the answers?
It doesn't matter. Cause
I might need to see this.
Yeah.
Say an answer, then we'll click it.
Okay.
So I'll read the answers. Or you can show the screen. Yeah. Right on.
Okay.
You may want to tilt that a little bit, like forward, so that way that screen don't fall off in the back.
Yeah, right on. So,
all right.
We have an NBA quiz for you.
Okay.
I'm going to beat you in this.
Starting off simple, what team doesn't wear red and blue?
Philadelphia. Chicago Bulls.
Row answer that quick.
Easy, the Wizards.
I can't even. I can't
Detroit
even,
and Philadelphia all have blue.
I can't even see it, to be honest.
Can you see that?
Yeah, that's way better.
Right. So I'm just going to give it to whoever reads off the.
Okay.
First, we will read off the question. Yeah, he gets one there.
So do you want to let him finish the question first next time?
No.
Finish the question, bro.
We're red and blue. And then I said Chicago Bulls. Business needs to show up. All right, we'll put.
What was the first appearance of the NBA?
1940. No.
Are we gonna do it so we both get an answer?
I think it's 1951.
Yeah, you're right.
Both get an answer.
I think it's 1951.
You chose 1951. Yeah. I'm gonna choose 1940.
Rock paper scissors for it.
Yeah. Oh, well, he just picked either one.
Oh. Yeah, you both picked it for one.
So you just. Oh, it's not 1940. What is it? What's the right answer?
Show all. What? What? Oh, in
1949. Oh,
that one. That was my first one, but.
I thought it wouldn't give it to us. I was about to be like, you're not going to give us the right answer in the quiz.
Crazy. All right, go ahead.
All right.
Move the butts.
How many teams does Western and Eastern Conference have?
I know the answer.
15?
Yeah, it's 15.
All right, yeah.
Are we doing it like whoever just says the right answer first?
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't want to be like
15.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
we're gonna read the question, and then once I'm done with the question, you guys can both say.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
So
man.
Right now you guys are tied for one over another. I'm only gonna get 1 point.
I could have easily got that as soon as I read it.
Yeah.
So now we're going.
Stephen Curry.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. You didn't even read the question. You should.
Who
was I'm sorry.
Bro's got his head cut off.
That's so. If you don't know who that is, you just don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay attention. I was trying to make it so I could hear myself better.
This time, all right. This is what we're gonna do. Even if we can read the question, we're still gonna let Noah answer. All right,
cool.
Yeah,
right.
I feel mad unfair.
So now it is 2-1.
DJ,
so
all right.
Indiana.
Which one of these teams is not in the Atlantic Division?
Raptors.
New York Knicks. To the Raptors?
Oh, I'm bugging. I'm bugging.
He didn't. That's not even. There. I think we know who gets the point here.
Oh.
Did you say that?
He said the. He definitely did it. He said the Raptors.
No.
It wasn't even a choice.
It wasn't even a choice.
All right.
You should.
I went off the photo.
You guys are still tough.
Oh, yeah, because you say. Yeah.
Los Angeles Lakers have won the most championships.
False.
False.
You're both saying false?
Yeah.
It's false.
The
Boston,
I know.
Celtics,
the, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And that is confirmed.
But I think the Lakers are like second.
Golden State Warriors.
Yo, I didn't hear the question.
He read it. You should pay attention.
Pimp?
I guess.
I can't say too much about that. He did get the right answer.
Okay. So, what? 3-2?
Yeah.
There's also an additional punishment for whoever loses.
Okay.
We're gonna play.
How many of these are we playing?
Video of whoever loses. When they were around 14.
So if I feel okay.
How are we gonna play an old video of you? You have old
video.
Anti-bullying video. Stop.
Nah, that's crazy.
Cut
your nails.
DJ Ricky.
Oh my God.
DJ Sosa.
Yeah, no, that goes old back. No, DJ Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky!
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I play my video for fun, so that's
what it is.
All
right.
This one, I didn't like this one.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just an emoji of a Golden State bridge. Like, come on.
I wasn't even paying attention to this question.
I'm basketball to get that one right. So I'm executive veto. Lincoln still got the lead, though, 2-1.
3-2, I think. Which of the following players was the 2019 NBA All-Stars Game captain? Oh, LeBron and Giannis.
Ooh, he answered that quick.
Wait,
it's Curry and Giannis.
Oh, yeah.
Curry and LeBron.
He said Stephen Curry, LeBron. I said Giannis and LeBron.
Okay, so I think he's tying it out here.
Yes, yeah, let's get it. It was Giannis and LeBron.
Wait, for this year?
2019.
Oh, yeah.
So it's... Good point.
Good system. If you get it right and the other person doesn't, you get a point. Which one of these players has the most experience in All-Star games?
LeBron.
Let me see. Yeah, that was kind of an easy-ass question.
Sure, LeBron, Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, and James Harden.
It's LeBron James.
That's LeBron.
Correct. Both that one. The baby-faced assassin is whose nickname?
Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook. I'm going to say that only because he rocks the baby when he does low. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't. It might be wrong, though.
If
so,
you say Russell Westbrook, you can tie it.
I'll say Russell.
But it might be... You know,
it's okay. Between Russell...
It's
between Russell or, like, I think, like...
It's the best out of 3-2.
Oh, wait.
Is it Kawhi?
It's definitely Giannis. But I already said Russell Westbrook.
Maybe...
It's okay.
I'll go with... Giannis.
I could be tricking this man. He just lost.
It don't matter. We were both wrong. Curry was the first one.
So it turns out he's got the baby face out of everybody.
He's just favoring Curry right now.
It's just because he was mad young.
Look at Curry, man.
Slight. He kind of got a baby face. You know, something funny about his games and just
when Curry doesn't have his beard.
So
in real life, he's taller than me.
Yeah.
Just by a couple inches. Me too. He could dunk and I can't. It's just so sad.
So
Bro, I wish Curry dunked more, bro.
We are gonna do
LeBron James.
We're not counting that.
It's LeBron. It's LeBron, bro. It's LeBron.
Even if you don't know basketball, you gotta know.
Gotta know LeBron. Nah, it's James Harden.
It's LeBron, bro. What's the score?
The score is 1-2.
Kobe Bryant.
Right. If you get a point right, you only get a point if you answer right and the other person doesn't.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So, because there's a lot of ones we both answer the same.
If you both get it right, you guys tie, and then nobody gets the point.
All right, read the question.
All right. Kobe Bryant retired with which Chicago, with the Chicago Bulls?
False as hell.
False.
He retired with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
That was the only team he played
for.
You guys
got that right. You guys got that right. You guys know your stuff. Which one of these teams is not the NBA?
This is going to be so easy. Orlando Magic. No, Chicago Stags.
That's crazy. That was your first answer. What's your answer?
Oh, what the freak?
Chicago, man.
Like, yeah.
What? I didn't lock it in.
Oh, yeah. See, less.
What's the question?
Who has won the most regular MVP awards? Final question. Dun, dun, dun.
LeBron James.
LeBron. Bro, I be getting quick meeting by the photo, bro.
Well, whoever smacks the first one the harder wins.
Whoa.
Smack off. All right, well, since this one is tied, we still have three other, like,
there are other ones,
right?
Yes, we still got a few more. Is my mic on?
No, yes.
No.
Why?
Ow!
What?
That's not yours.
What?
That's because you're my mic. Your mic is muted.
What?
You forget you're on mine.
This
one.
What?
It's oh, that mic also has a switch on it.
Bruh.
Sorry.
Okay, well there we go.
It's off still.
It was off.
There we go. Okay, well that explains that.
So
my apologies.
Yeah, his mic has a switch on it because I get lazy sometimes, and I don't be wanting to mute my mic.
I'm gonna turn it off.
I just turned off my mic.
So now we are tied.
Whoa! Do what was that advertisement? Go back.
Oh, yeah.
Just seven.
No, that's crazy.
I thought that too. I'm glad I'm not the only one. So now we are gonna be right back after song break.
Whoa! Nah, I gotta rejuvenate my mind. Come on.
Oh, you wanna do another?
Come
one?
On,
you
just do
it.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind. We're gonna go. We have two different ones. We have the Dragon Ball quiz, and we can do whoever answers that one. Or the would you rather, but you're not going to be giving your answer. You're going to be guessing who has the most picked option.
Let's do that Dragon Ball quiz. I ain't
Dragon
gonna lie.
Ball, yeah.
Okay.
Because this one's going to be interesting. Dragon Ball is my best anime.
Let's see.
Back to question one, because I was testing I was testing
the waters.
I don't know
that. Android 18's real name? What's that? What?
I know that one.
All right. Whatever. Restart. All right, come on.
Start quiz.
Oh, what if we both like did the quiz? Like one person did it and the other one did it and whoever got the better score, but like
When Vegeta came to Earth to collect the Dragon Balls, he came with a partner. What was his name?
Nappa.
It was Nappa.
Yeah, you guys got that. See, I already answered that, so the answer is already green too. And I already answered the next one, so I gotta what is Android 18's name? Lapis, Lazuli, Juro, or Deborah?
Lazuli.
Lincoln's got one to
He literally is green.
He just looked. All right, now
I thought you were saying A through.
No, it does show you the right one. Look, it shows you the green one.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're uncontested. On which planet was Goku born? Namek, Earth, Vegeta, or Grand Kai?
Vegeta.
Both of you going in with the right answer. Who was the official winner of the Cell Games tournament?
Gohan,
Goku, Vegeta, or Mr. Satan?
Goku. No, it's Mr. Satan.
It's Goku.
It's Mr. Satan.
Wait, the official winner of the Cell Games tournament?
My final answer is Mr. Satan.
My final answer is Goku. Mr. Satan did not do anything.
We're going to see.
Goku literally won the money, remember?
So.
Of the Cell tournament.
Oh, damn, I'm thinking about the World tournament. Damn.
Mr. Satan.
Because.
1-1.
Because Goku had died.
Uh-huh.
And then
Gohan was still alive, though.
Gohan beat Cell, but it was too smoky. And then Satan came out of the smoke and he took the credit. And then they all said he was like the best fighter ever.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he beat Cell!
Literally,
that boy got scared and hit behind a rock.
Behind a rock.
So this one, whoever reads the answer first
Just read the question first.
And then I'm whoever says the answer first, whoever screams it first. Okay. What is the name of Goku's dad?
Bardock.
Oh God!
Lincoln got
for
that.
A second.
Lincoln got that.
Got for a second.
2-1 Lincoln taking
wait,
the lead.
You should just. Oh wait, yeah. Don't even show the answers because we know
Okay. Who is the name of this character?
Shin.
No, it's not. It's.
Is it? Hey, your answer is your answer. I'm not gonna suggest one way or the other. We're gonna find out. We're gonna find out in the end here.
I think it's Kai.
You're gonna think it's Kaioshin.
Yeah.
See, the answer is Shen. He is the Kai, so he is Kaioshin, but his name is Shen.
Okay.
So due to a technicality, Lincoln gets that 3-1.
That's how is that his and not mine? I said the whole thing though.
What do you mean? That was the answer. Question.
His official thing is Kaioshin.
His Shin. Name.
I still said it.
Shin. I said it first. Shin.
He did. He gets that.
Shin-y. So what is it? Two.
This question doesn't count. This is the King stupidest Kai's question
planet.
Ever.
This is King Kai. What planet does he live on?
King Kai's planet.
Oh, Majin Buu.
Ooh.
Oh wait. No.
Oh, it's Evil Buu.
Yeah, it's Evil
Buu. Or Skinny Buu or Skinny whatever. Boo.
Since you do got the lead, we're gonna give him that one. 3-2 in Lincoln's favor. DJ Sosa's flavor.
What?
Who killed
Bobby? Majin Buu?
And now we're going to do it. So if you say your answer from now on, that you're locking in. If you say an answer, you're automatically locking in. You can't change it.
It's Majin Buu.
Yeah, it is Majin Buu.
Majin Buu did that way dirt.
So if we say the same answer, it's tied. No one gets a point. So is it 3-2?
Yes.
He's up. Okay.
Goku.
Yo, bro. Let him read the question.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get this one wrong, so you're tying anyway. It's over 9,000. Who's
it's
Vegeta?
Over 9,000.
Fun fact, that's actually mistranslated.
Yeah, it's
wasn't it like over
it's like a higher number.
8,000. Because it's because in Japanese, that's when they first like animated it, and his lips look like it's like 9,000, so they just changed it. But it's really 8,000. Who uses the Big Bang attack?
Vegeta.
Vegeta is crazy, but yeah, you guys both got that. Which item is used to restore consumers' energy and physical health?
Sensu Bean. I was about to say Sacred Water, and then I looked at Sensu Bean.
See,
like,
you guys both got this one wrong. It's Egg.
No,
there was just an answer named Egg. That's what I picked. I got it wrong, though. You guys were right. What is the name of the fusion between Goku and Mr. Satan?
Goku. No. It's A.
It's I have Xenoverse and they not Xenoverse, I have Dokkan and they have that. Let me see. You said Goku.
Mm-hmm.
That was his answer.
Yep.
I think it's Gosat.
We're gonna see. And to find this out, we just gotta click a little back arrow and then it is Goku.
Yes.
You guys are tied now.
3-3.
What is the name of Frieza's brother?
Chilled.
Cooler.
Cooler.
It's
God.
Cooler.
He's got that.
Wait,
1-1. It was Cooler.
It was Cooler?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because it goes Frieza. It goes King.
See, Lord Chilled is actually their ancient ancestor.
Yeah. But their dad's name is
King Cold.
Yeah, King Cold.
And this is Lord Chilled. This is their ancient ancestor.
That's the one. That's
what?
Oh my God! That's from the parody, but I think.
What is this?
But
okay, good thing you guys.
He's the first one who's ever seen Super Saiyan because of Bardock, and that's why Frieza's like DNA is terrified, like absolutely terrified of Super Saiyans and the legend because it's in their DNA
of getting
their butt beat.
So now we're gonna take a little break and we're gonna go into the news update, weather update, all that. And some songs. We're going to play some songs. And now it is 1-1.
Rawr.
Whoever wins the Would You Rather gets the most on that wins. And we will see you right after this little break.
Rawr.
Harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it? I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building castles in the sky, just the two of us. You and I. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, not to those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.